The condensate float switch and condensate pump component reference. A field reference on the condensate float safety switch and the condensate pump, the switch types and how they're wired into the control circuit, pump operation, and how each fails. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is, these two parts manage the water a cooling coil produces and prevent it from flooding the building. Condensate float switch safety switch, a float-operated electrical switch that detects rising water and shuts the system down before the drain pan overflows. When the primary drain clogs and water backs up, the float rises and the switch opens the control circuit, stopping the equipment and the condensate production so it can't flood. Types include the inline in the drain line, the pan mounted in the secondary slash auxiliary pan, and the primary pan clip-in. Condensate pump, a small reservoir with a pump and its own internal float switch, used when condensate can't drain by gravity basement air handlers, high-efficiency furnaces, mini-split heads. The reservoir collects water. When it fills, the internal float starts the pump, which pushes water up and out through small tubing to a drain. A safety float in the pump shuts the system down if the pump fails and water rises too high. This article covers identifying the switch types, how they're wired, pump operation, and their failures. How it works. The float switch is a float on a pivot or a magnetic float on a stem, connected to a snap-action contact. Most safety float switches are wired normally closed in series with the 24 volts control circuit commonly in the Y/cooling call, or in the common/R path, so it kills everything. Water rises to float, rises to contact, opens to the call is broken to equipment stops. As the water drains back down, the float drops and the contact closes again. You wire it in series with a control wire you want to interrupt, typically the Y cooling signal, so a clogged drain stops cooling and thus stops making more water, or the R/24 volts feed to shut the whole system. The condensate pump has two floats inside. The pump float turns the pump motor on when water reaches the run level and off when it drops, normal automatic operation. The safety slash overflow float is a separate, often normally closed switch wired into the equipment's control circuit, like a standalone float switch. If the pump can't keep up or fails, water rises to the safety level, the safety float opens, and the equipment shuts down before the pump reservoir overflows. In the field, identify the switch type and where it's wired. Inline switches splice into the drain line at a T. Pan switches sit in the secondary pan or clip to the primary pan. Trace its two wires. They should be in series with a control conductor, often Y or R, not on line voltage. Test a float switch with it accessible, ohm across it. A normally closed safety switch reads closed continuity. When the float is down, no water, and should read open. When you lift the float to the trip position, lift the float by hand, the contact should click open. If it stays closed when lifted, it's failed and won't protect against overflow. If it reads open with the float down, it's tripped water present or failed open, which kills cooling for no reason. Diagnose IC won't run slash shuts off that traces to a float switch. A tripped condensate safety is a super common cause of intermittent no cooling. If the float switch is open, the system won't get the call. Check whether the drain is clogged and the pan slash line has water. If so, the switch is doing its job. Clear the drain. If the pan is dry and the switch is open, the switch failed open or is stuck, replace it. Test a condensate pump. Pour water into the reservoir. The pump should kick on at the run level and push water out the discharge tubing, then shut off. If it hums but doesn't pump, the impeller's jammed or the pump's failed. If it doesn't run at all, check power to the pump and the internal float. Verify the safety float by raising it. It should open and stop the equipment. Check the discharge line on a pump. A kinked, clogged, or too high discharge tube makes the pump run constantly or overflow. The check valve, if fitted, should hold water from draining back into the reservoir between cycles. Normal values and targets. Float switch contact state normally closed safety, closed with float down dry, opens when the float rises to the trip level. This is the common configuration. Wiring point, in series with a low voltage control conductor, typically Y interrupts cooling or R/24 volts interrupts everything. It's a 24 volts control device, not line voltage. Some switches, RSBDT, have both NO and NC plus common, so they can break one circuit and make another, for example, kill cooling and trigger an alarm. Condensate pump voltage, typically 120 volts line voltage for the pump motor. The safety float wires into the 24 volts control circuit. Pump lift slash capacity. Small pumps commonly lift on the order of 10 to 20 plus feet and move a modest gallons per hour rate. Size to the coil's condensate output. Check the pump's rating against the required lift. Discharge tubing. Small diameter, often 3/8 vinyl. Needs a clear, downhill after the peak run to a drain, with a check valve to prevent back drain. Common faults and what they mean. Cooling won't run. Drain line slash pan has water to condensate. Safety switch tripped on a clogged primary drain. Is working. Clear the clog. The switch resets as water drains. Cooling won't run. Pan is dry. Float switch reads open to switch failed open or stuck up. Replace it. Drain overflows but equipment never shut down to safety. Float switch failed close didn't open on rising water. Wired wrong. Or not installed. Water rose with no protection. Replace slash repair and verify wiring. Pump hums. Doesn't move water to jam slash failed impeller or seized motor. Replace the pump. Pump runs constantly to stuck pump float. Kinked slash clogged slash too high discharge, or a failed check valve letting water drain back. Pump overflows despite running to discharge restricted or pump undersized for the lift. Water comes in faster than it goes out. Tech tips and gotchas. A tripped condensate float switch is one of the most common my AC just stopped calls in cooling season. And it's usually not a switch problem at all, it's a clogged drain. Check for water in the pan slash line first. If it's wet, clear the drain. The switch did exactly what it should. Lifting the float by hand is the fast test. A good normally closed safety opens kills the call when you raise the float and closes when you lower it. If it doesn't open when lifted, it's not protecting anything. Replace it. That's the failure that lets a ceiling get ruined. Wire it in the right spot. Putting the switch in the Y slash cooling line stops the coil from making more water on a clog. Good. Putting it in the R slash common kills the whole system. Either is valid depending on the design. But make sure it actually interrupts the call you intend, and never wire a 24 volts float switch onto line voltage. On condensate pumps, the discharge side causes most no pump but running complaints. A kink, a clog, or a discharge run that's too tall for the pump's lift makes it run forever or overflow. Check the tubing and the lift height against the pump's rating. Always verify the safety float on a pump after any pump work. Pour water and confirm it shuts the equipment down at the high level. The pump's automatic float can work fine while the safety float is dead, and then a pump failure floods the space with no shutdown. Keep a spare float switch and a small condensate pump on the truck in cooling season. Both are cheap, common failures, and clearing a drain plus new float turns a callback into a one-visit fix. Safety slash code notes. A secondary, drain or an auxiliary slash overflow protection such as a float switch is required for condensate producing equipment located where overflow would cause damage. See the Mechanical Codes Condensate Provisions, the Mechanical Code Section 307. The float switch is the device that satisfies that overflow protection requirement, so don't bypass it. Wire the float switch into the low voltage control circuit only, never line voltage. The condensate pump's motor is line voltage. Ensure it's on proper protected power, while its safety float ties into the 24 volts control. After service, verify the overflow shutdown actually works by floating the switch.